This is Cross Currents. I'm Julie Kane, in for Hanat Baba. For our next story, we're going to stay in the world of the web and bring you to a spot that's building an internet library. In San Francisco's Richmond District, where Geary Boulevard meets Park Presidio, there stands
beautiful, bright, bright white building that looks like a courthouse, but it's actually an old church, Christian Scientist Church.
That's KALW's Audrey Dilling. She checked out the Internet Archive. It's a nonprofit dedicated to preserving digital media, music, books, and web pages. And it's been in the news recently. After November's election, the founder announced plans to back up all the archive's data in Canada to protect it from possible interference from President-elect Donald Trump. KALW's Audrey Dilling takes us inside the Internet Archive to show us exactly what it does and why.
And I'm gonna head inside.
The first thing I see is a black doormat with a picture of what looks like a Roman temple. Come to think of it, it actually looks a lot like the building I just stepped inside. That's a happy coincidence, according to my guide, Brewster Kale.
We bought this building because it matched our logo. That was our logo.
Kale is leading me and about 15 other people on a tour of this old church, which now houses the gigantic internet project he founded called the Internet Archive.
So the Internet Archive is almost 20 years old. The idea was to try to build the Library of Alexandria version 2.
Version 1 was in Egypt. It was one of the biggest and most important libraries of the ancient world. It's said to have housed every book, or scroll, I should say, ever written, up until the first century BC. That's when it burned and everything inside was destroyed. Nowadays, that would be like if we lost all of Shakespeare, or you could never watch The Wire again. The Internet Archive is trying to prevent this from ever happening.
And it turns out technologically you can do it.
Brewster Kale and a team of more than 50 engineers, programmers, archivists, and some volunteers, too, are doing that right in this building. He pays for all of this with money he earned early in his tech career and from foundations.
And yeah, I'll show you around.
As Kale leads us up to the second floor, I can hear the faint hum of hard drives. But the first thing I see is a full-on church. We're in a cavernous room lit by daylight streaming in through big arched windows adorned with panes of stained glass. It actually does feel kind of holy. There are real pews in here, arranged in a wide half circle facing an altar. The floor is sloped like an amphitheater.
We thought when we bought this place we would flatten the floor and make it into a library, but exactly what a library looks like or is like in the future, we don't know. So we thought, okay, why don't we just take it slow and have the building adapt to us, and we'll adapt to the building.
One of those adaptations is right behind me. Inset in a space that looks like it should hold a statue of a saint or something, instead stand three towers of compact black computer servers, illuminated by blinking blue lights.
Every time a light blinks, somebody's either uploading something or downloading something from the Internet Archive. We get between 2 and 3 million users a day, so people actually want old stuff.
Old stuff like a copy of Dracula from 1897, or a book from the year 1000 AD, or recordings of Grateful Dead concerts from the 1980s. There's over 95 million downloads of those. All of this is stuff that might otherwise disappear, or at least be inaccessible to most people.
People aren't going and necessarily hunting things down in libraries in the way that they used to 50 years ago. And anybody that knows some topic well knows that the internet doesn't have all of the stuff on it. So if we're going to be bringing up our kids with this as their whole experience of information, we better put the best we have to offer within reach of our children. And it's not there now.
The Internet Archive is working to change that. They're up to more than 10 million books and texts. Sometimes libraries pay the Internet Archive to digitize their entire collections. If this all sounds like an incomprehensible, an impossible even, amount of data to you, it doesn't to Brewster Kale.
It's absolutely possible to go and have all the books, music, and video online. If you take a book, it's about a megabyte. And the largest library in the world is the Library of Congress, which is 28 million books. So 28 million megabytes is 28 terabytes, which is about 7 hard drives that you can buy at Best Buy.
There are a lot more than 7 hard drives in our next stop, like a couple hundred more. And they're loud. This is a library where you have to yell.
So if you come to a library, you're going to see books. If you go to a digital library, you're going to see computers and bits.
These computers also hold the data for another project of the Internet Archive, the Wayback Machine. That's a searchable spot on the site that preserves past versions of about 280 billion web pages. 280 billion and counting. A program built by the archive is constantly crawling the entire internet.
And the idea is to just visit all of them and then record the pages and then start again. And then start again, start again, start again. So this has been going on since 1996.
You can go back in time to see what Google looked like in 1998. And you know what's crazy? It doesn't look all that different. Or you can go see some of the first viral internet videos.
Spoon is too big.
Teen Girl Squad!
It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time!
Hundreds of thousands of people use the Wayback Machine every day for fun and not so fun.
We also see people use it to hold companies accountable for things that they used to say. And it's basically been used in court a lot to go and say, but this is what you offered. And it's been useful in politics in that same sort of way of keeping people accountable for what it is they used to say.
So things like the original privacy terms of your Facebook account or what the president said in his State of the Union address.
If we're just locked into the present, if we only had what it is people want us to know it right now without any history, we'd live in a very Orwellian world.
If Cale has his way, the only place you'll find that very Orwellian world is in a book on the Internet Archive. In San Francisco, I'm Audrey Dilling for Cross Currents.